But you got people of all races, like, coming together and helping shape this from the ground up. So now you got little white kids growing up with black idols, and you got black kids growing up with white idols. You got, it's just this whole mixing pot. Nothing has brought more races and more people from all different walks of life together than hip-hop. No music has done that. I don't think anything has done that as much as hip-hop has. So, in the same token, I can understand the frustration being that, you know, damn near every form of music, period, was created by black people. So, you got Chuck Berry, you got Rosetta Tharpe, and rock and roll is starting to get some attention, but then along comes Elvis. And people are acting like, oh my God, I've never seen this before. You've seen it before, but you might not have seen a white person do it to this level. So now, he sells the most records and people are calling him the king of rock and roll, right? But on the flip side of the coin, if I'm a black kid growing up in, let's say, the 60s, 70s, 80s, whatever, right? And I'm looking on TV and nobody looks like me, and it's very stereotypical, and I'm looking at toys, and everything is white. The fucking action figures are all white. The fucking superheroes are all white. Like, maybe there's one or two black superheroes mixed in there with mostly white. I don't know how I grow up and not have a chip on my shoulder. On the other flip side of that coin, we don't get to choose our parents. We don't get to choose what color we're born. It's more about, at that point, it becomes you're born, here you are, you're what color you are, you're what nationality you are, and then it's what you do with it, right? To make a difference. To make a difference. To make a difference.